This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. This is the best of lunchtime radio. And as I promised, we are reflecting on last week, which marked the inaugural South African Innovation Week. And joining me on the line right now is Mr. Pete Mashita from Tsebo Pele Science CIE. Good afternoon, Mr. Mashita. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mashita, for taking a time to come and join us on the show. Really much appreciated. Now that, you know, SA Innovation Week has ended, what stands out most about innovation in South Africa?
I think what stands out is that innovation in South Africa is alive, is diverse, and is driven by real problem solving. And this is evident because, you know, during the South African Innovation Week, we met a lot of innovators that are developing solutions for everyday challenges. And I think that is a testament to say we've got real talent in this country, and people are solving real life challenges that are affecting people on the ground.
That's good to know. That's good to know. But now, Mr. Mashita, what practical value, you know, did SA Innovation Week generate for innovators?
Well, I think practical values include opportunities to network with funders, partners, and industry players. And also, it provided innovators with exposure for their ideas, products, and businesses, and created opportunities for future collaboration, mentorship, and commercial ventures. So, in nutshell, that is the practical value of South African Innovation Week.
Most definitely. Now, what were, you know, some of the key conversations among innovators during the week?
Well, the conversation was centered around funding, market access, you know, support systems that innovators are looking for. And many of these innovators emphasized the importance of transitioning from idea stage to commercialization. So I think that was the big topic of, you know, for innovators.
Yeah.
And also, there was a strong emphasis on collaboration among government, business, and innovators as well.
So for innovators, you know, inspired by SA Innovation Week, what steps should they follow to transform momentum into tangible progress?
Well, innovators need to follow up on lead partnership conversations that were initiated during the week, and also ongoing support is essential in areas such as funding readiness, business development, market access, and stakeholders need to keep developing platforms that link innovators to real opportunities. And then momentum must translate into action, implementation, and measurable outcomes. So I think that's all that innovators need to, you know, for this week, the steps that they should follow. These are the steps that they really need to take.
All right. Now, what does, you know, the success of SA Innovation Week reveal about innovation's role in South Africa's future?
Well, I think this week, last week, it revealed that innovation is crucial for economic growth, competitiveness, and job creation. So I think that is what really rose awareness. And South Africa possesses talent and ideas capable of addressing both local and global challenges. And I think what is important is to note that innovators, it's very important to support innovators because that is an investment for this country's economic growth.
Most definitely. Mr. Mashita, thank you once again for taking time to come and have a conversation with us about this. We really do appreciate it. Have yourself a fantastic day further.
Thank you so much, Pete. You too.
All right, and that's how we wrap it up with Mr. Mashita, Mr. Pete Mashita from Tsebo Pele Science CIE.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.